Hello, everyone, and welcome to SearchOracle.com. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli, and joining me today is Michael Rasmussen. Michael is a vice president with Cambridge Mass-based Forrester Research, and one of his main areas of focus is governance, risk, and compliance, or GRC software. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Well, could you sort of define for us what is GRC software, and why does it seem to be becoming more important these days?
Well, governance, risk, and compliance software, otherwise GRC, is software that's really aimed at providing a consistent architecture framework to collaborate on governance, risk, and compliance issues across the organization. Organizations have been caught off guard by managing silos of risk and compliance and not really seeing the big picture. Governance, risk, and compliance provides a sustainable architecture, a sustainable software platform to drive efficiency and transparency across the business and its risk and compliance goals.
Now, is the rise of GRC software, is it directly related to regulations like Sarbanes-Oxley, or are there other reasons as well?
There's many reasons. I would say Sarbanes-Oxley is a primary driver. I think there's issues in that, in the fact that a lot of people equate that governance, risk, and compliance equals Sarbanes-Oxley, but GRC is much bigger, much broader than Sarbanes-Oxley. It includes a number of risk issues across the organizations around the world, and part of that is due to globalization. Organizations, the Fortune 100, Global 100, Global 1000, are struggling to manage complex regulations and geopolitical and economic and operational risks in multiple jurisdictions around the world, where risk and compliance might have been effectively managed in an ad hoc, fragmented, siloed fashion across the organization 10 years ago. The state of the global complex organization today requires that it have a much more oversight, defined oversight, and with that, software has a huge role to play.
I'm interested in organizational structures at companies. Who tends to head up GRC initiatives?
Well, when we talk about governance, risk, and compliance, it's often misconstrued that analysts and software vendors and consultants are stating that there should be a GRC executive, a chief GRC officer. And that's not the goal of governance, risk, and compliance. You know, risk is a defined discipline. Compliance is a defined discipline. Governance is a defined discipline. And they all have their little respective roles within governance, risk, and compliance. So governance, risk, and compliance isn't about one person controlling all risk and all compliance across the organization, but it's about multiple roles working together collaboratively. And so that we can get a view of risk across the organization and measure and monitor that, as well as a view of compliance and the state of compliance and controls across the organization. So a good governance, risk, and compliance organization is going to be a collaborative effort where the corporate compliance officer, chief risk officer, corporate secretary, the CFO, IT, audit, legal, the line of business that might be responsible for quality or environmental health and safety, all these people can come together and have a common framework and approach to share information and collaborate on governance, risk, and compliance. Governance, risk, and compliance further is a federated model to facilitate what I just described. In a federated model, I mean that there is just no centralized, single, autonomous oversight of all GRC, but it's a group of people with different responsibilities within the organization coming to say we need a common approach so we can communicate effectively to provide sustainability, transparency, and efficiency across the business around GRC matters.
At the typical enterprise today that you speak with, how far along are GRC initiatives? I mean, Sarbanes-Oxley has been around for a little while now. Have people come a long way?
They're making progress. What's changed from 3 or 4 years ago is that when people are coming to analysts like myself, they were asking for one specific thing, and that might have been Sarbanes-Oxley compliance. And that's all they were concerned about. Now they've really changed and have moved beyond that. So how far along people are with governance, risk, and compliance? The reality is we can sort of see a progression and change in their attitudes. There are very few organizations today that are thinking that they want to swallow the ocean out of the gate, that, you know, we're going to implement a complete GRC ecosystem of applications and move from point A to point B overnight. There are a couple that I've come across that are thinking that way, but then, you know, that's a big, big challenge, a big mountain to climb. What has changed is if you look back 3 to 4 years ago, when organizations were under a risk or compliance obligation, such as Sarbanes-Oxley or Basel II or whatever it might be, they were stating, I want a Sarbanes-Oxley application, and that's all they're concerned about, and they're looking just for requirements for Sarbanes-Oxley. What's really changed today is that organizations are thinking broader. They are thinking governance, risk, and compliance, but they might be focused on one or two specific issues today. But the requirements are specifically that the application that they deploy to support risk and compliance be flexible so that they can bring in something else tomorrow and this, that, and something else next year. And so that's really an expandable platform for a range of risk and compliance issues. So today, there are very few organizations that are thinking out of the gate, you know, we're going to just do everything right away and bring everything into a common application. But where organizations really are is that they're thinking that vision, that they want to achieve it 2, 3, 4 years down the road, and they want to start today by deploying software for specific issues, but that software has to be flexible enough to meet other requirements as they roll it in.
How would you size up Oracle's approach to GRC these days?
Oracle's got a lot of good pieces, and I think part of their struggle is bringing all those pieces together in a GRC strategy. I've seen some great marketing material from Oracle that does that, as they have a wide range of applications from content management and process management to financial accounting and other ERP and business applications, a strong relationship with iFlex Revelius in the banking side, also human resource applications and PeopleSoft, and you know, one of the biggest areas of compliance as well as operational risk concerns is employment labor issues and laws. And so Oracle's got a lot of pieces to the puzzle. Their challenge overall, again, is just bringing all those pieces into a consistent message and strategy and building more of a seamless integration of those applications to promote their GRC message. So they're doing really good in the messaging. They have a lot of the pieces, but they're still building and bringing it all together.
How does their GRC suite fit into the picture? Is that them sort of trying to bring the pieces together?
Yes. So the core of the GRC suite is built on enterprise content management and business process management, because that's what it gets down to, is building and automating the efficiencies and governance, risk, and compliance processes, as well as the management of content and the sharing of content across GRC roles in the organization. So the core of GRC's the core of Oracle's GRC strategy is their GRC manager application, which has content and process management capabilities. They've acquired some from Stellant on the content side, combined with the Oracle Fusion product, brings a very strong centralized GRC application that they're trying to bring to the market.
What about SAP? How does Oracle's approach to GRC differ from SAP?
Quite a bit different. SAP does not have that core content management and business process management capabilities within its own product set. They've partnered for that, but it's something that SAP doesn't own. SAP's GRC strategy to date has been very centered around transactions. So with their acquisition of Versa a while back, you get things like SAP process and access controls, in which they're trying to embed the business rules and logic within business applications to prevent violations or to raise the flag when things happen. So while Oracle and a lot of the other GRC vendors are focused on the process and content management side of GRC, which is the central hub of governance, risk, and compliance, SAP is working more around the perimeter in business applications to enforce a GRC logic within the business transactions.
According to conventional wisdom, is one approach better than the other?
Ultimately, we're going to see that both approaches are needed. At the very center, you need the content and process management. You can't get away from that. You've got to document how you're going to comply with laws and regulations. You've got to document your risks from the top down. You know, boards of directors have a fiduciary responsibility to manage risk within the organization. They have a fiduciary responsibility to manage compliance. And so at the very top of governance, all the way down through the organization, there is a requirement to document how are we complying to laws and regulations, how are we managing risks, and the overall process and workflow helps drive efficiency in there. You cannot get away from content and process management. You need it for a governance, risk, and compliance strategy. But to make it more automated and effective, you want to focus on the transactions as well. So the strongest GRC application would be one that combines both, you know, what SAP is doing and Oracle's doing. They both have their strengths, and those strengths complement each other today amongst these two fierce competitors. But both of them need to acquire the strengths of the other to be this full GRC application and really deliver on the vision that they've established.
What would you say is a typical roadmap for building out an enterprise-wide GRC initiative?
Start with inventory. Understand, you know, what is the range of risk issues my company faces and compliance issues. And that's nothing generic. It's very industry specific and organization specific. So risk and compliance in a manufacturing company looks very different from risk and compliance in a bank or an insurance company or a pharma company. And so you need to look at your own profile of risk and compliance issues. What is the software being used today to manage those? A lot of it's going to be in-house built applications. There might be a scattering of other applications focusing on quality or environmental health and safety or SOX compliance, you name it, and inventory that. And look, you know, what's the common denominators here and theme that we can find across all these different activities that we can provide a good software infrastructure to support GRC activities. My interviews and discussions with a number of large corporations around the world, you find that there's four common elements of governance, risk, and compliance that form that foundation of a GRC software application. And that's policy and procedure management, basically content and process management platform to manage corporate policies and procedures, push them out to individuals, track training and awareness, as well as e-learning around those. The next area is risk and control management, which is a platform for documenting your organization's risks and the control environment and workflow and process management to go out and assess the risks and controls. The third area is loss investigations management, which would be a centralized platform for managing all corporate investigations, issues, and events, and with that, identifying losses. And then the fourth area is GRC analytics modeling reporting, being able to do complex modeling reporting on risk and compliance, heat maps and charts to, if you're in a more advanced risk organization, Monte Carlo and value at risk simulations and so forth. Those are the four pillars, you know, policy and procedure management, risk and control management, loss and investigations management, and the whole GRC analytics and modeling and reporting area. Those provide a good foundation across GRC domains, but then once you have those in place, you might find that you have specific needs for software that connects into that, such as environmental health and safety, or process and access controls within your financial and accounting statements, and so forth. So there's a number of areas like quality and insurance claims management, board and entity management, contract management, that can all plug into that GRC ecosystem. But the core of the GRC software platform are those four areas I defined, and those four areas are built on content and process management.
Does GRC software typically produce a solid return on investment, or is it more of just a straight-up business expense?
I have not seen anybody that has effectively measured the return on investment, but it is there in that it's doing GRC at a lower cost, because risk and compliance is essentially a cost of doing business for the most part. There are some value sides to it. On the compliance side, we're seeing more and more people get into corporate social responsibility and stating we're not just here to comply with the laws and regulations, but we're here to go above and beyond that to show that we're an outstanding corporate citizen. In fact, one of my cohorts, Chris McLean, is actually working on a research project in mapping out a taxonomy of the Global 100's corporate social responsibility and sustainability reports to show the common elements there. But a lot of them are linked back to compliance. You know, risk is very much the same way. In which organizations need to manage a risk and turn it into not just a look at the threats and downside of risk, but also the opportunity and upside of risk. Organizations take risk all the time. Matter of fact, Judge Mervyn Keane from the infamed South African Keane II reports stated that enterprise is the undertaking of risk for reward. That businesses take risk to make money. That's what business is about. We can go back a couple hundred years ago. John Paul Jones, the famous Revolutionary War naval captain, admiral, stated it seems to be a law of nature, inflexible, inexorable, that those who will not risk cannot win. So good risk management is going to look at the upside, not just the downside. So if you're just looking at the threats and bad side of things, the controls around risk management, it's hard to measure value and return. But when you look at the upside of risk, there definitely is. But even when you do look at the downside of risk, there is a return if you are mitigating damage to the organization. It's just hard to quantify. But where I do see that organizations are seeing value in this, and I can think of many companies I've talked to, but for example, a large international insurer based in Europe, they implemented a whole GRC software application because the business is fighting back. The business was basically stating, you're assessing us to death. You know, this week it's a Basel II operational risk assessment. Next week it's a Sarbanes-Oxley assessment. The week after that, you know, it's a information or IT risk assessment. The week after that, it's a business continuity assessment. And they're looking at all these assessments and stating, you know, there's a lot of repetitive questions here. You know, we're answering the same questions and taking up our time from managing the business, answering all these different questionnaires, and the business basically fought back and stated, you know, all your risk and compliance areas got to get your act together and implement some type of content management capabilities around this so that when we answer question once, you're not asking us the same question next week for a different purpose. So the whole efficiency message definitely is a driver and shows a value in the governance risk and compliance software, and where it's helping risk and compliance processes be more efficient and less time-consuming on the line of business.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for your insights.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And to all you listeners out there, if you're interested in learning more about Oracle's GRC offerings, you can point your browsers to www.searchoracle.com/news, type GRC in the search box, and you're sure to find a whole bunch of good information on the topic. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next time.